This is Senator Al Simpson. The death of Iran's revolutionary leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini, has left that country in a state of chaotic mourning. How will it affect our relationship with Iran? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the death of Khomeini closes the books on a decade of hostile and bitter relations between the U.S. and Iran. Many Americans say his passing comes none too soon, but still the jury is out on who will ultimately rise to power there and where our relationship with Iran goes now. The sensible thing to do now is wait and cautiously watch what unfolds there. Our ultimate goal should be to establish a working relationship with Iran, but only after it halts all support of terrorism. We have to continue to work for the release of hostages still held there, but in no way should Iran profit from any release, only encouraging future hostage taking. It's one tough situation, Ted. Our best bet is to proceed slowly, carefully, and cautiously. Those guys play hard.
Al, that's good advice as far as it goes. It would be naive to think that the Ayatollah's death marks the instant new beginning of a more moderate direction for the new government and new rulers in Iran, whoever they turn out to be. Also, Al, caution is especially good advice for the Bush administration, given its involvement in the fiasco of the Reagan years that gave us the Iran-Contra scandal. Even if there is an opportunity for a new initiative, our past record on Iran inspires little confidence that we can take advantage of it. Certainly, Speaker Rafsanjani's reiteration of the death threat against Salman Rushdie is a sign of how difficult it'll be for any of the new leaders in Iran to make an opening to the West or moderate the Ayatollah's support for terrorism in his harsh and vindictive vendetta against the United States. I hope we're wrong, Al, but it's hard to see much light at the end of this tunnel. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Bush administration's latest scheme for secret military aid to Cambodia. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.